more oppression on Christians in Malaysia, Islam is infiltrating Ghana, and a camp for horse lovers in the U.S. is seeing souls saved. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in a small village 250 kilometers northeast of Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, have been told by government officials they can't build a church on their land. This comes on the heels of the Prime Minister praising and celebrating religious diversity. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it appears that religious tolerance depends on your ethnicity.
It is not uncommon for an ethnic Chinese person to be a Christian, and so that is thought to be acceptable. It is much less common for an ethnic Malay person to be a Christian. They are thought culturally to be Muslims. Typically, you see a harsh response to that.
Nettleton adds,
there is some type of a revival movement that is going on there. The ethnic villagers are becoming Christians. They want to have a church building. What I'm not clear about, and I think it deserves a little more study, is why this government agency said, no, you can't build a church building.
Meanwhile, there's a Ghanaian proverb which says, too much meat does not spoil soup. It can be used to describe the religious landscape. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver noted a development during his most recent visit.
Where there once were Christian churches, there now are mosques in those little villages that are being funded from Islamic countries.
There's been hostility in response to evangelistic efforts in the rural areas, but that's mainly because people are responding to the gospel.
As this continues to grow in the area, there's going to be more and more pushback. And so now is the time for the Church of Christ to really expand into that area.
There are also some who say Ghanaian Christians aren't adequately prepared to respond to the challenge of the Muslim presence. To that, Rodehaver says they're trying to get church planters in place throughout northern Ghana.
Our greatest challenge is to continue to develop the church in that area and have people hear the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A year ago, two ministries entered into a partnership to plant the gospel in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Grace Ministries International and One Hope joined forces for a huge evangelistic outreach in central Congo. The results were spectacular.
About 18,000 made professions of faith in Christ. I would say the great majority of them, probably 14, 15,000 were students.
It also posed a new problem for the team.
What do we do with all these people? So the big project has been now to write materials so we can go out there to disciple these students. My son wrote a 7-lesson book on salvation and why we know we're saved, the assurance of salvation, and the security we have in Christ.
Close to 5,000 students are in the program. They're not finished yet.
My son is writing like a 15-lesson book based on the Gospel of John. We've got Gospels of John's that we're going to be giving out with these lessons.
Want more details? Just go to our website. Meanwhile, For Haiti with Love is busily unloading the first shipment of food to get through customs since June 1st. Even more food is on the way from Minnesota, and it cost over $10,000 to ship it and store it for the future. What's the goal? Feeding the many poor people and orphans who come to For Haiti with Love for help. The orphans attend church every Sunday and receive a meal afterward. Pray God will continue to provide them with not just food, but spiritual food. And over 45 seasons of summer camps, Echo Ranch Bible Camp has impacted thousands of kids with the gospel. Run by Avant Ministries, Echo Ranch is the only camp in southeast Alaska to offer a horse program. The horses attract a lot of unchurched kids. Through the ministry of counselors and chapel services, many of these kids come to Christ. Your support can help this ministry continue by providing chainsaws, corral fencing, and saddles. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win a trip to India, and it's free. A Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. Your name's drawn. Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the poor. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.